To be honest with you, I was actually shocked that we didn't hire our own electricians or our own plumbers. And the reason for that was that, you know, everybody knows trying to, in your own house, trying to get an electrician or a plumber. Now, the turnaround here as regards all the amount of houses that the council have, surely to God, you think that, you know, that there should be their own electrician plumber. What I was actually shocked was that they said that you know, they couldn't justify it. Now, if you take the amount of housing stock that they have, the turnaround, as I said, when somebody leaves a property, the simple thing in somebody's lease and book, you know, that then, you know, the example that I give was somebody at Christmas time, you know, the weather temperature dropped, they had a full fill of oil in their tank, they couldn't get the tank on, they didn't know what it was, they're trying to get a plumber and trying to get an electrician, they couldn't afford that, they were coming to me, I was trying to help them, I was told here, listen, this will take 3 or 4 weeks, and that I'm told here by the council that you know, okay, they're talking about the cost, so the cost of hiring an electrician or a plumber, you know, the salary, putting a van on them, the pension, the PRI per se. Now, I'm asking here that when you look at, say, the call out for electrician or plumber, surely to God, it would justify them in-house having their own staff. And, I mean, what we're trying to break this down is, first of all, is the amount of social housing that there is in the county, you know, what the maintenance calls are per call-out. And surely to God, then we can have a look at it and say here, listen, you know, this justifies hiring somebody in their positions full-time.
Were you surprised at the response of the council that they were more or less happy with the responding times that was coming in from the subcontractors in this?
Well, listen, they might have a magic wand compared to the rest of us, but I know that if you're looking for an electrician or a plumber, it's normally 3 or 4 weeks. You know, so I maybe it's different that they're getting the work full time from, you know, from the council. But I mean, the average Joe Soap out there that calls an electrician or a plumber, they're waiting up to 3 weeks to a month at least. And you know yourself, critical times of the year where, you know, you need heat on in your house. You need, it's an emergency call that you're making. And it's an emergency call that you're making to a counsellor looking for help. And you mightn't have the financial backup to pay the electrician or the plumber. So that's why I think it is important that the council should have de-staffed themselves.
It'll come as a big surprise because a lot of people maybe that had experience of council housing many years ago would remember when these tradespeople were employed on a full-time basis. And just like you now, are probably surprised that that's no longer the case.
Well, listen, I'm at it 10 years, going into 15 years, and I thought we had our own electricians and plumbers. And I honestly did. And I just was amazed and shocked that we actually didn't. And as you know, tenants in a council house, you know, the tenancy book, what help they can get, you know, surely to God, I thought that it could justify us having our own electricians and our plumbers that get the turnaround houses. And sometimes it's just a simple thing. But I mean, a lot of people in houses, it's an extra bill. They can't afford an electrician or they can't afford a plumber coming in.
So as those really this most vulnerable or most at risk by this particular move?
Well, I think so. And that's why I think, you know, yourself, listen, you know, an average call out now is probably 200-300 euros, you know, and that's before you add labour and everything else. So I just think that when we break it down to costs, we break it down to how long they're waiting, then we can see whether the council is saving money or not.